The trip that we took to Alaska began on a Friday early in the morning. As you can see how dark it was. That's about as dark as we ever saw it for a long time. Loading up, of course, and all these trips. People get up early. We go over to the airport. And we get ready to stand in line and check in. A lot of that is done, of course, there's a lot of waiting in airports. And as we're standing around, just a blessing to begin to make some deeper acquaintances with some of the men. And then the flight, long flights to Seattle and then on up to Alaska. And we pass the time in various ways, each according to his desire. Let me tell you, there were a lot of us that wish they could sleep on airplanes. So that was a great blessing. But then flying over some of God's beauty. And then arriving there in Fairbanks, where we noticed the temperature was about 50 degrees and raining and the wind blowing, and this is some of the trip. We also began to notice that the time was catching up with us and began to feel, you know, some of the haziness in your mind about wondering what was actually going on, as someone will give a testimony right now, I believe.
I mean, my body's telling me something's wrong, but I don't know what it is.
I can take one look at you and tell you what it is.
Once we pulled off the main road, we have 2 miles of this. Back into, as I said, the end of the world and turn left. And as we were warning all the drivers, we had quite a ride in front of us. And here's some of the fun as you begin to experience that. Pastor's in the front pulling the trailer, and then this group, and then you're going to see it from the guy riding shotgun here, and then, of course, there were some of us in a bus behind there, so it got exciting. But eventually, we made it down to Camp Challenge, and here's a picture of some of the guys coming in one of the cabins, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. This is the snorer side. And there's a look back up there. Here's some of the interior rooms. These are actually trailers put together. And here's some more of the campus of the camp there. This is a look back from that main cabin back toward those 2 trailers. And from the trailers back up to where we are going to be working. So on Saturday we got up and decided to go ahead and get started. And one of the most difficult things about these trips is you've heard about it over the phone, but then as you actually begin to see the project, you still have to step back for a while, and you see some of the guys that know about construction standing there talking while the rest of us are going around and picking up things and getting ready. But before long, on this Saturday, we begin to notice that I think the Lord really was going to bless us. And we began working, and people began to just take their part. And as the people that knew began to point to those of us who didn't know, we all just grabbed a hand. And it was not very few hours at all before we had this much done on one of those buildings. And back up at the pavilion, we see Bill, who was kind of in charge of that end of the project. That's about as slow as Bill ever moves. And the footing was treacherous, and that's probably why. But as you can see, we began with just these posts sticking out of the ground. But before very long, with a plan, we began to put up some of the rafters and just make a beginnings, and then we discovered our friend the Bobcat, and boy, that made things go a lot quicker. And you can see just some of the progress here, and this is, I'll let this run just for a little bit, but you can see in order to put each one of these rafters up, this is a little bit of what we had to go through, people, everyone just having to chip in together. As Brother Sam was saying, it takes everyone. And I did not intend for that to come out that way, Phil. Anyway, and you can see people. There were those of us who just hand the boards up, and other people have to do their part. And as we were growing on that first day, just kind of getting an idea about the procedures and the ways of doing it, you can see it begin to move right along, and it began to take shape, and things moved along quite well. And as board began to be attached to board, it was pretty soon it was time for lunch very quickly. Now this, we wanted to show this because this is when we first took the original trip up there, and Mark Fralick and those of us who went up there the first time, this is the room that we added on to that that main cabin originally. Now they use this as a dining hall, And a place also they can meet if the weather's bad outside, they can meet inside. And then after lunch on that Saturday, we get back to work. And as you can see, it's beginning to take shape fairly quickly. Things moved along, progressed quite rapidly. The weather cleared off, and we were able to really get going on both ends of the property. And everyone just chipping in and doing the things that they could do. By the end of that first day, by the time we're wrapping up for dinner, and here we're getting yelled at to come and eat, here are the salmon steaks that awaited us. And so we ate well. And by the end of that first day, we already had some of the roofing on the second building. And you can see down here by the pavilion, there was quite a bit done already just through the labors of everyone taking their part and doing their thing. Some people cutting, some people carrying, measuring. And then there were others who goofed off. Actually, these guys cleaned up faster than we did, so they had some playtime. But at any rate, the first day is really what got us over the hump. And a lot of things just happened very quickly, and everyone doing their part. And by the end of that first day, we were just very much amazed at what the Lord allowed us to do. The next day, Sunday, the road was drying up quite a bit, but not enough to allow us to escape a little bit of mishap. The road's so bumpy and treacherous, we lost the trailer trying to pull it out of there. And as you can see, here we're from Northern Virginia, and we like the committee view of VDOT. Every time anything stopped, everyone has to get out and pull out the camera. But we got it all done, actually. And on the way in, we're able to stop, just take a little bit of time to kind of see the vistas and the sceneries. Those are mountain ranges out in front before we came over to Hamilton Acres. And we had church pastors not going to hit this gentleman. I put this picture in. I said, that doesn't look very good. But he's just meeting the pastor's father. And then they fed us. Very gracious. This is down in their basement. And then we went shopping for some more supplies. Fancy. There's a Walmart everywhere. And then Sunday night after church, pastor preached that morning. And we provided some special music. Then that evening, we had gathered some more materials. That tank there on the back of the trailer is what they're going to fill up. And that'll be the majority of our drinking and bathing water and what have you there. And we're just, as you can see, the weather's cleared off nicely. And we're going to head back. And this is 10 o'clock in the evening. And headed back to camp. All in all, by that time, we'd gotten a big majority of it done already. And then on Monday morning, it was back to work. Everyone trying to get back into the swing of things. We did have to redo some things. You see Stephen up there was doing some plumbing. We had to rework some things and get some of that worked around, but the work progressed really well. And between Monday and Tuesday, you can see the guys working here and the roof system taking shape. Back up at the pavilion, you see Brother Sam here is one of our cut men up there at the pavilion. And the guy's getting ready to hand up some of the sheet metal. It belies the fact that you can see the trees in the background there, if you notice that, but the wind was always blowing seemingly about 20, 25 miles an hour. And indeed, to hand up, you can see the leaves are just a little bit, but to hand up that sheet metal sometimes was quite a trick. But this is just us working on one end of the building, and we're getting ready to put up what they call the gable ends, and Bill off in his pace and me at my pace, and the pastor playing, and oh wait, how did that get in there? We'll let pastor explain that one. Anyway, we come back around here and just working to put these things together, and really everyone just going along and doing their thing. It was kind of sneaky because it didn't seem like it was going quickly, and then before long, it was pretty well done. We had some other jobs, of course, and other people who wanted their due, and I'll just let you listen in here as we get ready to do some painting on the chapel.
That's right, it's Extreme Church Camp. Hey, go here with Donald Jack. He's standing in the building. building for us today. Yeah. When the homeowners get back, won't they be surprised?
And then we see Donald's technique. But there was some mechanic things going on, and then we noticed that all the screens were messed up, and Brother Bill and some of the guys, while the roof was progressing along, they all just took a hand. We did have a couple of minor injuries and a splinter for Bill. And then Phil, we ought to keep him away from sharp things because just every time, and you're pulling a splinter out. But really, by Tuesday afternoon, all of a sudden, we turned around and we looked and we said, you know, we're done. And we, frankly, were amazed. And the Lord had really done some wonderful things and allowed us to get everything painted, and we were able to get everything packed up, and then we were going to head back to Fairbanks. This is just a little visual tour, walk you around and get you to see kind of how it ended up. Now, under this pavilion, they're going to, my understanding is, they're going to put a floor, either of the compactable, you know, gravel, or eventually even go ahead and pour a concrete slab. But look at the size of this thing. They were just... The missionary and Pastor Bruce Hamilton was just almost in tears when he realized that we had, by God's grace, at a stroke, doubled the amount of the capacity to have the kids.